Hey, this is Johnny Wisdom. You're listening to Card Subject to Change.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Card Subject to Change podcast. We are burning a little midnight oil live here on Facebook and Twitter for the first time broadcasting on the For Frequency's Sake Twitter page per request from our tribal chief. We're going to talk about, we were supposed to have Shane Hollister on, like we said earlier when he went live for a few minutes. Shane was not able to make it due to technical difficulty. We will have him on the show as promised. Just don't know when that's going to be. We'll get him on as soon as possible. But in the meantime, we're here. We're going to talk about our weekend in wrestling. Stripes, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, CZ, and I hear that the Honorable One had himself an honorable weekend at Dreamwave Wrestling. I had a great weekend a couple weekends ago at Heartbreak SCW Pro out of Iowa, Bluegrass, Illinois. I don't know. Holy cow!
After the Super Bowl and after Dreamwave last night, I'm going through what they call the wrestling hangover. Much better than an alcohol-induced hangover. Wrestling hangover, you're tired, but it's an excited, good tired, and you just witnessed a great show, and you want to just go back and do it again. But that's what makes wrestling great, is the chase of the next show, right?
Absolutely, right. I agree.
And CZ, if you were wondering, the FBI agents, actually, they left. They told me I cannot say the big game's name anymore. So they gave me a warning this time, and they said, don't say it again. So it was very close. The kids were freaking out.
I imagine they were.
Stripes, you mentioned the FBI. Bring that up a little bit later. I got a story for you, okay?
Okay, sounds good. CZ, let's start off with you, buddy. What kind of goings on did you have down there in the Deep South?
Well, I'll get to that in just a second. First of all, we were talking about the big game. I do want to acknowledge our self-proclaimed tribal chief, DJ. He is a Chiefs fan. The Chiefs did win the big game, so I'm sure he is dancing down the hallway of his house right now and having all kinds of good times. And
that's right.
He's Patrick in bed to getting ready for work. So
Patrick Mahomes boy got the MVP award. Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs. I know a lot of Chiefs fans are excited right now. They're probably climbing up the poles in Kansas City and sliding down them.
And I'm guessing Philadelphia is probably burning to the ground, but it would have burnt to the ground if they won anyways. So,
as we've talked about many times over the last few weeks, I am the roving reporter, the Stagger Lee Marshall of the Card Subject to Change podcast. Today I am in Zephyr Hills, Florida, after driving 6 hours earlier this morning.
Do we have like little like and now we're going to the Stagger Lee Marshall of the CSTC podcast, the roving reporter.
Okay, I will work on that for next time.
Zephyr Hills. I'm in Zephyr Hills looking for General Mill.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just had to get that in there. Okay, go on, CZ. I'm sorry.
They're great. But last night and most of last week, I was in Statesboro, Georgia. Got to witness a show in Statesboro. The company was called APW. I will be honest, I thought the show was very unpolished. These are obviously people who are just starting off, or there's a couple of older veterans there. But I enjoyed what I could of the show. It was not what I'm used to, and I'm not trying to disparage APW by any means. I think I'm spoiled by shows like SCW Pro, who are very polished and put together well and have a few more than just 10 people on their roster.
Let me ask you this, CZ. Are you planning to go back to this APW pretty soon At all.
You know, I would give it another shot if I were in Statesboro, but I'm pretty sure they are the only players in the game in Statesboro, Georgia. So,
right.
See, I would go back. There were some interesting aspects. They had in the crowd Sonny Owens, and
not Sonny Ono.
Not Sonny Ono. No.
Okay. All right.
If you don't know who Sonny Owens is, he was one of the Assassins. Nick, I know you know the Assassins from you're watching old school NWA and WCW shows.
Yep.
The highlight for me, though, I was very amused. They have a character named Phil DiCarlo. He is a mob boss. He is part of the coalition, the Cujo coalition. Cujo is their main heel. Who, when Nick saw a picture, Nick, what did you say you thought he looked like when you saw a picture of Cujo?
A much more filled out version of El Generico, Sami Zayn's gimmick from the Ring of Honor days, independent days.
Wait,
yeah, I can see
that. Are you trying to tell me that Sami Zayn was El Generico?
That's the rumor, although both have never been seen at the same place at once. So we were.
I had heard El Generico went back down to Mexico to help the orphans. That's what I had heard. That was the last. I mean, that was the last that I heard. I don't know. I mean, take it for what it's worth.
There was a part of the show where the coalition comes out. Excuse me, I hit the cough button for a second there. Coalition comes out, and this Phil DiCarlo, the mob boss, he is in a full pinstripe suit and fedora, looking like a Chicago gangster, for all intents and purposes. I saw a video of him promoting the show the night before, where he was smoking a cigar and just playing up the mob boss role. When he came out to wrestle, he came out in his fedora with a towel draped over his neck. And I've told both of you guys off air, it kind of reminded me of, like, if you were to take, without the broken arm, if you were to take Cowboy Bob Orton and make him a mafioso, this is who you would get.
Can I ask you a question, CZ? I apologize that I'm chortling. Did you get to see the new tag team champions, Revolution and Justin Sane?
They were not at the show.
Oh, man. I'm looking at this picture, and I kid you not. Justin Sane looks like a broke Mankind. I'm just throwing it out there. And I, like I said, I know you don't want to disparage their name, and I get it. But and we're jaded up here in Iowa, and because, you know, we have SCW Pro, we have Impact Pro Wrestling, we have numerous well-oiled, well, you know, capable indie wrestling companies. You know what? I'm just gonna stop. CZ, go right ahead. I'm sorry.
I want to say right now, if anybody from APW is listening to the show, I don't know. I didn't get to talk to anybody down there or hype the show at all. But if you found us and you're listening, we are not making fun of you. You guys are putting on the best product you can.
Chris Zack is not making fun of you. CZ is not making fun of you. Nick Bull is not making fun of you. Stripes is making fun of you. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. I'm sorry. Maybe I am. Okay.
But yeah, I ended up leaving before the main event reasons that I not because of the show.
Okay.
I was having some issues. I couldn't find a bathroom, and I think it's because it was in the locker room. And if you, if you go to a wrestling show, what? You don't just walk into the locker room.
You might, you know. I can't do it.
I think we need to move on from again, APW, you did the best show you can. I'm not disparaging you, but thank you for the entertainment and for giving me the ability to talk about your unpolished show on our podcast.
And again, CZ is not, Nick Bull is not, Stripes is. So all hate mail can directly come to Stripes at whatever my Twitter handle is. I don't know.
It's Stripes at Stripes.com.
Sure, let's go with that. Oh my God.
No. He's more of a grassroots guy. Stripes.org.
Stripes.org. Yeah, that's right. So let's go ahead and talk about SCW Pro's heartbreak out of Bluegrass, Iowa. Not Illinois, like I said earlier. That was on February 4th at the Bluegrass Community Center. It was a packed house again. Bluegrass for the second show in a row packed the house.
This would be the second show at Bluegrass, this community center of recent, but this would be the first one. Is now the de facto home field of SCW Pro. So a very important show.
It was a huge show. Now it wasn't. I did talk to Merrick Brave during the show, and I asked if the house was as big as the first show, and he said no, because you got to factor in there, it was Latin Thunder's retirement night. So there was kind of a little bit of a, you know, mystique in the air. So a little more people came out, to that show.
For sure.
So
yeah, absolutely.
But there was still standing room only. it was, like I said, it was a packed house, and energy in that place is just phenomenal. These are no particular order because I just, like I said, I just got the results. I only refereed a couple matches, so we're going to go in just what I have here. We had Augustus Draven and Jay Marsden, which I like to call the Shadow Hunters. If you think about, you know, the Hunter, Jay Marsden, and sure, Augustus Draven, I can't take full credit for that because Alex McCarthy was kind of, you know, talking in my ear during one of the matches, and you know, he came up with that. So I'm going to say, Alex McCarthy, thank you for that. I think they should be called the Shadow Hunters. That's a great name.
It's a great name for a team.
Not a bad. I'm for it. It's got a good name, a little bit of speak, and it's a blend, the blend of the two. I like it.
That's right. And they took on Malik Champion and Shane Boucher in a tag team match. They actually got the W there, which was one of the, it was a great match. Hands down, one of the better matches that I've seen Malik Champion and Shane Boucher in. They have great matches. I mean, they're a new tag team together, and it's, you know, with Augustus Draven and Jay Marsden, they're also newer tag team than Malik Champion and Shane Boucher. We had the Shug Shane Hollister, the de facto, the not present Shane Hollister. No ill feelings, but you know, he's not here tonight. We're kind of sad.
Technical
about
issues
that.
Happen.
Technical,
you know,
difficulties do happen.
The show goes on, right?
It does. The show must go on. That's what Vincent Kennedy McMahon says. He defeated Primetime James Thomas in a singles competition. It was a good match for Primetime James Thomas. I mean, the Shug obviously got the W. Primetime definitely looking good in singles competition against the Shug. I mean, but, you know, I got to give Shug, you know, credit where credit's due. You put anybody against the Shug and you've got a good match. I mean, Shug just brings the best out of people.
I can agree with that. I can definitely agree with that.
And this next match, this actually was one match that I did referee. This was Joe Asa defeated Connor Braxton by disqualification. Now, what happened during the match, the Shadow Hunters, Augustus Draven and Jay Marsden. They tried to get their little grubby paws into the matchup. They basically, you know, they were trying to interfere and get their hands on Joe Asa. Basically the 3-on-1 game. So then finally they did get their hands on Joe Asa with starting the DQ, and a returning Robin Steele came out. If you don't remember, they were a tag team with called Infamy. And so we got Robin Steele coming back, reforming Infamy. Maybe not. I don't know, but he sure is on Joe Ace's side right now, going against Connor Braxton. And then we also had the S. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
But before you go there, Stripes, there were, if memory serves, we're one member short of Infamy. A full set, correct?
I don't know. I don't know how that's going to go. I don't know if, you know, he's. Yeah, I don't know if he's able to be cleared. I don't know.
Yeah.
We also had a SCW Pro Tag Team Championship match. Former member of the Card Subject to Change podcast. Not a former member, but former interviewee, Nico Klein and MFG Partners in Rhymes. Partners in Rhyme, they defeated Jared Thumb and Chuck Brewster. Good match. Very good match. Very good to see Jared Thumb and Chuck Brewster getting a chance for the tag team champions. Now, if memory serves me correct, Jared Thumb and Chuck Brewster used to be a tag team. I don't know if either one of your memories maybe serves you very good about that.
You're asking the wrong person, man. Okay. I'm shot.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe. I think I'm right. I'm not 100% sure, but I think they have been a tag team before.
The only tag team I remember with Jared Thumb was Thumb and Finger.
Okay, maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Maybe I'm thinking about Thumb and Finger. Maybe, I don't know. Okay.
One of them had a singlet that had a cat on it, and he would always have people pet the cat. That was amusing to me.
I could see that. I could see Jared Thumb doing that. Oh my. I'm not going there. I hope not anywhere inappropriate.
No.
It's a family show. And then we had a segment with Maggie McKinney and Amina Belmont basically get into one big huge fight in the ring, where this feud is definitely getting heated up, and I think we're gonna see more in Iowa City at the upcoming show. Someone help me with the date.
This coming Saturday, isn't it?
February 18th, I believe. Yes, February 18th at Wild.
That's next Saturday, along with Elimination Chamber. So
yes. So
pick your poison. You can go to Iowa City, catch the show, come back on Peacock, stay off your phones and social media, and watch it on replay. Right.
That's very true. True. And then we also had Crotch defeating Rip Studwell, the other half of James Thomas and himself, former henchman of Connor Braxton, as they were kicked out and got the upgrade. And then in your main event, we had JT Energy and Dante Leon, SCW Pro Heavyweight Champion JT Energy. I apologize, JT, that you got to get that in there, taking on Dustin Mosley and Eric Esnight. And that was another match that I actually did get to referee too. I was fortunate enough to get that match because Dante Leon, he's been, you know, over to Japan a couple times, and I want to say he picked up the title when he was over in Japan. He's doing things. He really is. Dante Leon is going overseas, and he's he's doing some big things. So I definitely see a bright future for that young man. But that basically was it. That was that was SCW Pro Heartbreak. Yes, sir.
If I could ask you a quick question about Dante Leon, do you know how much longer he is back in the area or will be on shows in the area for fans that haven't got a chance to see him yet?
That I'm not 100% sure, but you definitely would have to check out SCW Pro on Facebook to see if, you know, any kind of the booking would be, you know, anytime recent.
I believe he's on this next show coming up. I believe he is on the coming show on Saturday. You know
what? He is. JT Energy selected Dante Leon as the Devil Dogs opponent for Iowa City. So you will have a chance to see Dante Leon in Iowa City February 18th at Wildwood. So yes, you will be able to see Dante Leon. Because what it is the Devil Dog gets to pick JT Energy's opponent, and then JT gets to pick Devil Dog's opponent.
Correct.
That'll be fun.
And the Devil Dog, Devil Dog has selected Johnny Wisdom as JT Energy's, his opponent for February 18th.
The Devil Dog selected Card Subject to Change former guest, Johnny Wisdom. Yes, sir.
Which, yes, if you want to, the three of those four people just mentioned are in our archives, Johnny Wisdom, Devil Dog, Dustin Mosley, and current SCW Pro Champion JT Energy. So go back to listen. Those were some good shows.
And really quickly here, another huge announcement. Returning to singles competition action at Hawkamania Lovesick is going to be none other than the frontman, Jossie, taking on the God's favorite son, Eric Esnight. That's going to be an interesting match.
Oh, for sure. Jossie coming back once again. He had been to an Iowa City show earlier this year, Hawkamania. I believe that was back in January. So good to see him back in the area again. If you haven't had a chance to see Jossie, get out there and see him. It was a good show last time, and I'm sure he's going to put on another good match.
Jossie is another person to look for because he is blowing up everywhere. I mean, that man is talented on the mic, not only on the mic and in the ring both. That is a guy you definitely want to see in person.
Always entertaining, Jossie, for sure. I agree. So, Nick, you've had, I know you had an adventurous night last night as well, just like I did, only yours was probably a little more on the upbeat side than mine was. But before we get to that, we're only going to take one break today because Nick's going to wrap things up, but let's toss to a quick break and then we'll hear from Nick.
Part of the Four Frequency Sake Podcast Network, you're listening to Card Subject to Change with the fabulous Freebirds of podcasting, Chris Stripes Angle, the Honorable Nick Bull, and the Wizard CZ, bringing you the best podcast wrestling action in the Quad Cities. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check out thefourfrequencysake.com for our archives and other great podcasting content.
Welcome back to Cards Subject to Change. Thank you for joining us for this late night, super big post big game show, right? Is that what we're naming this show?
I think that's what we're calling it, the post big game. Yes.
Something like that. Glad you could join us. Joining me, the Honorable One Nick Bull. We have Stripes, Stripes Chris Angle, and then we have the Wizard CZ.
Yo.
Fellas. I'm going to be honest. I felt really bad when I was talking to CZ this morning when he shared his experience, his wrestling experience last night. And I told him, I said, I don't know. I might not be able to go on. I lost my voice. And I witnessed a fantastic show. If the audience or anybody out there that's been listening or watching have thought about going to a DreamWave wrestling show, and haven't pulled the trigger on it yet, please do so. You will not regret it. Last night was my first time going to a Dreamwave show. Name of the show was Out with the In Crowd. The show was at LaSalle last night. Fantastic show. They brought in some big names for last night's show. Of course, Hacksaw Jim Duggan was brought in for the fans. Shane Douglas was there. Raven, Alexander Hammerstone, the MLW champion, former NWA champion Nick Aldis was there. Current Ring of Honor star, former WWE star Mike Bennett was there. And then the big draw for the crowd was current AAA Mega Champion El Hijo del Vikingo was also there. So a really packed and fun card. My summation of Dreamwave was they know how to run a tight ship. Things moved.
They do.
The card moved. The in-between stuff was limited. The card continued to move. It was a really run well thing. You know, of course, the big thing was going and doing the meet and greets before and getting the access and that. I'm telling you, if you ever have a concern over long lines or anything like that, they handle everything top notch there. If you're in line, stuff's going to get signed. And that's, they run a tip top shape organization when it comes to that, in my opinion. Ran into Tim Regal at the show. Yep. If we're talking local wrestling fans, and bumped into the Devil Dog himself, Dustin Moseley. And then I did see primetime James Thomas, but I never got close enough to him. I could see him across the way. But I guesstimate between 500 and 600 people at the show. I know CZ said he saw me last night on the feed of the show. Luckily, we were hard camera side somehow, some way, and a lot of the action landed in our lap. I know CZ was able to see some of that action, but
absolutely.
I'm 42 years old, going to be 43 at the end of April, and I've seen a lot of things in wrestling, right? And there's not a lot of, you know, stuff you haven't seen or stuff that maybe moves the needle a little bit that never did before. And I had one of those nights last night, seeing, meeting El Hijo del Vikingo, seeing how cool the dude he really is for speaking very limited English, and then going out there and putting on a match of stuff I've never seen before. He was in a four-way match for the Dreamwave Alternative title, which is currently held by Gringo Loco. Gringo Loco has got some exposure on the GCW level of things. Black Taurus was also in the match, and for the life of me, I can't remember the third. It was just a phenomenal match. I plan on posting some stuff to the show page. CZ and I talked earlier. We wanted to wait till after the Hollister show aired, and so we didn't take away from that. The plans change on this show, and I'll post some pictures here after the show tonight of some of the stars I met, some pictures I got, matches on the card. Nick Aldis and Mike Bennett put on an absolute wrestling tutorial. Mat wrestling, good counter wrestling. Mike Bennett had a nice touching tribute to Jay Briscoe after the match, which was cool. If you were an ECW fan, I've got a picture to post for you. What if I told you that Raven, Tommy Dreamer, and Shane Douglas were all in the same ring last night together? Tommy Dreamer wasn't announced for the show. He was a big surprise. So seeing all three of those guys in the ring together was a really cool moment. And there was also another ECW original on the show. Little Guido participated in a six-man match. And Little Guido can still go and looks really good. I don't know his age. Looks really good. And you want to talk about specimens, guys. You get a chance to go online. I know MLW puts a lot of stuff on YouTube. Check out Alexander Hammerstone. The guy is an absolute specimen, but as big and jacked as he is a really cool guy. My major markout moment of the night, though, I told CZ this morning, was meeting El Vikingo and seeing the AAA Mega Belt. And seeing that he was letting fans pose with it, and when I walked up to him, he like put it on my shoulder. And that's awesome. Like, dude, this is the biggest star in Mexico with their biggest belt, and he's putting it on my shoulder for a picture. I'm never going to be that close to the belt again, right? So,
yeah,
kind of a cool-ass moment. It's probably going to be my new profile pic, but I was going to wait till after the show to update it and show it. But I can't say enough good things about Dreamwave. I do want to make a shout-out to a fan I met, a Quad City guy, a guy by the name of Wayman. He's from East Moline, and he has been to several Dreamwave shows. He and his wife and their daughter were sitting across the way, and I met him during the intermission and just talked about, you know, how they get the quality names, quality wrestling. The show is just it's just a good run show, and it's not disparaging to SCW Pro or anything, because SCW Pro is top notch for around here.
Yeah.
But right. Being able to see the names that I named off just a little under an hour and a half away, it's kind of a refreshing thing. They're not a show here in the Quad Cities. If you want to go see a little bit bigger show in LaSalle, I invite you to go to it. You will not be disappointed. I know their next big show coming up is their anniversary show in April.
Yep.
And they've announced John Morrison, whatever his current wrestling gimmick is. John Morrison will be there. Ricky Morton is going to be there. Speedball Mike Bailey, who's a big star on the independents right now, signed with Impact, among others. I know Mance Warner will be there. Also was able to bump Nux before the match last night with former guest of the Card Subject Change podcast, the one called Manders. He had a match last night on the card as well. So quality very show cool. And Dreamwave, guys. I encourage you get the chance, go. Maybe we can all go to one at some point. I don't think the place would be big enough to contain the fun that the three of us would have. I'm not kidding, man.
I agree. I just want to toss out there. So if you've never seen a Dreamwave show, I've never been in person, but IWTV, the app, the IWTV yep. app, they do have a lot of Dreamwave shows, older Dreamwave shows. The show that Nick was at is on there to stream, but I believe you do have to have a subscription to watch them. I think the subscription is about $10, but it's not just Dreamwave. There are numerous other wrestling promotions, just to name another one off the top of my head. St. Louis Anarchy is on there.
Yep.
Well worth checking out. The subscription, if you can afford it, is worth it. From what I've seen glancing through their library. But Dreamwave, from what I've heard, always puts on a hell of a show, and it sounds like last night was no different.
Now, really quickly, I don't want to go into super much detail, but Dreamwave, actually, a little known fact, was it used to be called a Revolution Championship Wrestling. So back when I first got into the independent wrestling, just in general, that was one of the first few shows that I went to, and I got to see a very young, very new to wrestling in general, CM Punk. He revealed himself as the masked man with Vic Capri and a couple other people. Excuse me. But they do definitely put on a great show. And again, if you are anywhere near and able to go to LaSalle, check it out. Nick Bull, I'm looking at their Facebook page here, and I sent you a couple pictures here. They've got a great shot of you getting some high fives from Tommy Dreamer there, buddy.
I'll have to go look at it.
It's amazing.
Okay. I heard Man in the Box hit, and like,
yeah, definitely excited.
I'm not the biggest Tommy Dreamer fan in the world, but the fact, like, holy crap, Tommy Dreamer's coming out here, and we know Shane Douglas is here. It's just like, it was kind of cool to see those three ECW entities in the ring. And Raven, dude, Raven was ribbing Tommy Dreamer and Tommy Dreamer's blade so bad.
I love me some Raven.
Raven kind of broke character. Raven was kind of downgrading the crowd and kind of being the heel. But he kept hitting Tommy with the fat jokes. And Tommy was even laughing at the fat jokes. So it was hard to not laugh. But I'm telling you, there was a couple other things I want to mention here real quick before we wrap things up. There is a wrestler for Dreamwave, and he goes by the name of Dan the Dad.
Yes.
If you get a chance to check out this guy, this is my first time. I didn't know anything about this going into it. Okay. I was totally new to the Dreamwave thing outside of the names. I knew the names, but not the wrestlers. Okay.
Yep.
Dan the Dad. I'll say Dan is probably 6'2", probably 190 to 200, put together real well. And he wrestles in really short khaki pants with a belt. A dark brown belt, yep. High white socks with white New Balances. Mm-hmm. A collared t-shirt that is tucked, or collared shirt that's tucked in. Well-combed hair. And he is the first wrestler I have ever seen that I can think of that wrestles with glasses on. Not yes. Spike Dudley glasses, but glasses with frames and lenses in them. And I'm telling you, he took on Eric Cannon.
Yeah. And
they had the toughest spot of the whole show, guys.
Were they the opener?
No. They followed the four-man match with Hugo Loco and Hugo Del Vecchio.
Now, Dan the Dad, he actually used to be a superhero, if you don't know. He used to be Dan the Man.
Okay. And,
he was excellent. So if you guys go look up Dan the Man, he was awesome.
I mean, the crowd was really into it.
Dan the Dad is awesome.
Yelling at Eric, you know, we were telling Eric Cannon that he had daddy issues. Okay.
Excellent.
And then, like, you know, when Cannon would react, and when he was beating down Dan the Dad. He would say, "I was the one who left the refrigerator open," and the crowd would go, "Oh, I was the one who left the thermometer on." Oh,
that is awesome! I love Eric Cannon. He's amazing.
I'm telling you what, the Dan the Dad thing, you know, when shit got real, the shirt came untucked.
The button came unbuttoned
and the shirt came off. I mean, it's a hilarious gimmick. If you get a chance to check it out, and if you like comedy and wrestling, it's perfect. Think Orange Cassidy, but dad jokes, right? I mean, that's kind of how I would classify it. And it's
yes.
I caught a little bit of the match, and it was definitely worth watching.
I wanted to put over Dreamwave, though, and the show that they ran. And then besides the big names there, they did have some great local talent. And I love the Dan the Man, or excuse me, Dan the Dad. I don't know what the next persona is. I hope he stays Dan the Dad for a while. But, a fun place to go see a show. I encourage anybody to go there. I think it's money well spent. The fact that it's under 90 minutes away, it's a no-brainer.
Absolutely. So it sounds like we've had some adventurous times in wrestling the last couple of weeks here. Glad we all got to get together and talk about them. I do want to make a promise here. We are going to get Shane Hollister on the show. Just a matter of going to be timing at this point. Shug, if you're listening, I hope you get your technical difficulties figured out. We'll be in touch. We'll look at schedules. Next week, when we're back here on our regular show, we're going to be reviewing all things, I almost said Extreme Rules. It's Elimination Chamber, coming to you from Montreal. Will Sami Zayn come away with the WWE Universal Undisputed Heavyweight Championship? That is yet to be seen. In the coming weeks, we are going to talk about the Bloodline storyline. Nick, you mentioned running into Tim Regal at Dreamwave. We are slated to have him on the show in the coming month or so. So a lot of big stuff coming up here. Gentlemen, what are your final thoughts for today?
Man, it's only February, and it's been an exciting year so far. Elimination Chamber around the corner, guys. I don't think this Bloodline story is even close to coming to an end. Strap in and hold on. Next Saturday night should be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited. Stripes?
And I gotta say, not only is it going to be an exciting time for wrestling, but we've got some things working here for Card Subject to Change. Big things, like I alluded to earlier, big things in the works. I'm definitely not going to spill any beans until the ink is dried on the contracts, but
no,
keep it tuned to our Facebook page. No spoilers. It's definitely something that you're going to want to keep an eye on, Card Subject to Change. CZ, I want to say thank you again. Tonight was fun. Honorable One, again, thank you for the Dreamwave update.
Yeah, gentlemen, I've had a lot of fun talking all things wrestling like you usually do. Stay tuned for updates on when we're going to get the Shug on the show. Next week, Extreme Rules, and we will see you next time. You guys all have a great rest of your day, and thank you for listening.
Yeah.